That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, looking at a telegram from the chemical company. Listen.
There it is right there. You can read it for yourself. The Morrison Chemical Company said they never had a feller working for them by the name of Brewster.
Well, how come they sent you this telegram?
Because I wired them last night and asked them about it.
Well, I still just can't get it through my head, Lum, how they could send a man out here by the name of Brewster if he never worked for them.
Well, they never sent him out.
Huh?
The man they're supposed to send out is named Langley, and he's the one that's supposed to show up this morning.
Well, who is this fella Brewster, then?
He's just a crook, an out-and-out crook of some kind.
He is?
Yeah, he found out some way that we had this formula, and we was expecting a man from a chemical company to come out here and see us.
How'd he find that out?
I don't know. The worst part of it is he's got the only copy we had.
Yeah, yeah. I recollect I wanted to write it down somewhere else one day, and you wouldn't let me.
Well, I thought it'd be safer that way. Figured there'd be less chance of it slipping out of our hands. I can see now that was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, what we better do now is to find that varmint Brewster and get the formula back from him.
Yeah, sure.
Well, ain't that a good idea?
It's a wonderful idea. But just where are you going to start in looking for him?
Well, let's see here now.
Yeah, I think it's easy as you think.
Well, we know what he looks like, Lum. We got that to go on.
Yeah.
He was a big red face fella.
Uh-huh.
And he had on a blue polka dot tie. I'd know that tie any place.
That's fine. All you have to do now is round up all the men in the United States and Mexico that's got blue polka-dotted ties on, and you've got your man.
Yeah. In Mexico?
Sure. Actually, he got a hold of the formula. You wouldn't expect him to hang around here, would you?
Well, that's enough. So he went to Mexico. Well, I just reckon what part of that country he's in down there.
Well, that's your job. You're figuring this thing out. I think that was our ring. You better answer it. Might be Mr. Brewster calling you up to tell you where he's at.
So good. I hope he ain't calling from Mexico. I can't understand that language down there. Hello, Mr. Brewster. Senor Brewster. Huh? Dick Huddleston. What are you doing down there in Mexico?
Oh, for goodness sake, Abner. Better give me the phone.
Well, you can't talk Mexican no better than I can.
He ain't in Mexico.
Say, Dick, long as you're down there in Mexico, would you bring Elizabeth one of them matadors to wear around her shoulders? Then she can spread it on the top of the piano when she ain't using it. And look around and see if you can see a big red-faced fella with a blue polka dot tie on. Bring him back
Abner,
there.
Abner, give me that phone.
Don't jerk it out of my hand, Lum. You're going to break my arm.
Hello, Dick. Abner was just joshing.
I want to meet Elizabeth. Always wanted one of them.
Yeah, don't pay no attention to him.
Standing up there in that window with a rose in her mouth. Me down there with a guitar serenading her.
Who? Langley. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, sure, I know who he is. No, don't send him over. Better just let me talk to him on the phone. Yeah.
What are you going to say to him, though?
I don't know. I've got to stall him along some way. I can't tell him we ain't got that formula. That's one thing I know for sure.
Well, why don't you just tell
him? Hello, Mr. Langley?
What he's doing down there?
Yeah, this is Mr. Eddard.
Everybody, going to Mexico.
Yes, sir. How are you? Well, that's nice. Did you have a nice trip? Oh, well, that's nice. Is it hot enough for you? Well, that's nice.
That's the nicest conversation I ever heard in my life.
What'd you say, Mr. Langley?
Glad I got in on that.
Oh, yeah, the formula. Sure. Well, how is Ms. Langley? Oh, you're not.
That's nice.
How's that? Yeah, we're the fellers that's got the formula.
Not now, William.
Yeah, I know that's why you come out here, and I want to have a talk with you at my earliest convenience. I tell you what, Mr. Langley, you stay right there, and I'll check back with you. shortly.
If you bring me some of them short salad.
Yeah, just make yourself comfort over there and get yourself something to read, and I'll see you later.
That's Ken Thornbury. Tell him to get a good long continued story on.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Langley. We'll get right to it. Yeah, I'll check back. Well, goodbye. Dang it, he's a hard man to get shut up.
Well, now, just what you think you're going to tell him when you do check back?
I don't know. I'm just hoping I can think of something twitch now and then.
Well, I just hope you don't make him mad, Mom. You don't want to lose out on selling a formula to that chemical outfit.
Well, we can't sell him what we ain't got.
No, that's
well, come on, get busy. Start thinking.
What you want me to think about?
Anything. I just don't know where to start trying to track down that Brewster fella.
Oh, well, let's see now. Thinking here, if I was a big red-faced feller with a blue polka-dot tie that had sold a formerly, where would I go?
What I can't figure out is how he knowed we were expecting somebody to show up here to buy that formula.
I know where I'd go. I'd go where to my place and hide in that old potato cellar of ours. Nobody ever finds you there.
A letter from the chemical company was sealed up when I got it, so I know nobody could have read it and found out that way.
That cellar ain't been used for 10 years. The weeds growed up to where you can't hardly see where it's at no more. That'd be the place to hide right there. I believe I'll call up Elizabeth and tell her to take a look in that potato cellar, Mom.
Potato cellar?
Yeah.
Why, what do you expect her to find there?
Mr. Brewster.
Mr. Brewster?
Why, he's got his nerve, I'll say that fine. Stealing our formula and then hiding right in my own potato cellar. I'd dog his way to Elizabeth gets to with him. He'll wish he'd never set foot on our place.
Well, Abner, I don't
and
much...
And him all the time trying to make us think he'd went to Mexico. Wait a minute. There comes the constable. I'll get him to go over and slap the handcuffs on him when Elizabeth gets done with him.
Well, now, Abner, you don't know that he's hiding out there.
Hey, Ben, come in here right quick. We got a job for you.
Is it hot enough for you, Lum?
Well, to be honest, things are a little too hot for me right now, Ben.
Right.
Listen, Ben.
Did you hear about Miss Emmeline, Lum?
No. What about her?
She's not coming back to teach the scholars this year.
She ain't? Where'd you hear that?
I was just talking to Ezra Seastrunk. He's president of the school board, you know.
Well, Granny's, why ain't she coming back?
Yeah. Well, it's the same old story. Schools all over the country are running into the same situation.
What do you mean?
Why, low pay. Unfavorable working conditions. The whole thing is, people of this country just don't take enough interest in our educational system.
Amen.
Grannies, I kept telling the school board last year that this is going to happen. I said we was going to have to start paying her some decent wages and get some better equipment for them to work with. And I don't know. Nobody seemed to think it was very important.
Well, I know somebody else is going to be disappointed about this. Sister Simpson, old Maud Toots. Now, they won't have nobody to gossip about all the time.
Yeah, there's another thing. For some reason, folks always think a schoolmarm ain't supposed to have no private life. Them old busybodies always watching Miss Emmeline like a hawk. Knowed every little thing she done. Is always criticizing her.
Yes.
Granny's a teacher's a human being like anybody else in order to be treated like one.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing is, people just don't take enough interest in our educational system. I told Ezra I'd go around and personally contact all the members of the school board, see if something couldn't be did about this.
Well, Granny, something's got to be did.
I stopped in at Squire Skimp's office this morning. He's on the school board, you know.
Well, what'd he say?
I didn't get to talk to him. He was busy. Had some big red-faced fella in his office.
Big red-faced fella?
Yes. Seems rather pleasant.
I told his law. That's him. That's Brewster.
Well, what's he doing in Squire's office?
He must have sneaked out of the potato cellar.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, Grannies, I think I'm beginning to put two and two together now. This whole thing was Squire's doing.
Squire Skimp?
Don't you recollect? He was in here the day we got the letter from the chemical company. Fact is, he brung it over.
I don't know if that's right. He stood right here while I was reading that.
Sure, and he taking it all in, too.
Why, that snake in the weed.
Well, I agree, his leastways, we know where to start looking for our formula now.
That low down ornery varmint.
Ben, how long ago was it that you seen this fella over there?
How's that?
You said you was over at Squire's office a while ago.
Yes, I was, but I didn't get to talk to him because he had somebody with him.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Oh, must have been an hour, maybe a little less.
Yeah, Mike. Might still be there. Abner, you get on the phone there and call over to Dick's store and tell that Mr. Langley I'll see him in about a half hour.
Yeah, I'll get it.
And Ben, long as you're the law around here, you better come with me.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to have a little job for you down at Squire's office.
Good, we can ask him about the school board business, too.
Hello? Dick? Say, could I speak to that Mr. Langley that's over at your place?
Come on, Ben.
He ain't. Where'd he go?
Is he gone, Abner?
Huh? Well, I'll be dad blamed.
What is it, Abner? Where'd he go?
Why, Squire Skimp called him up and said he had that farmland for sale, and he's went over to Squire's office.
Well, it looks as though Squire's office is going to be quite a busy place.